Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080. Good morning, Jimmy LaRue with you. Another glorious Saturday morning coming your way this morning, only because we have some great guests coming on. Paul Addy from the girls basketball team will be joining us. Mike Lucraft will be joining us. They are heading to state on Wednesday. We have got Doug Davis on the program today. Doug's heading to state this morning. They're on a bus on their way. So just a great day for everyone involved today. Today, a chance of flurries, believe it or not, with a slight chance of some snow later on this afternoon. It's going to warm up to around 34, and then tonight, a little patchy fog, and then cooling off to around 17. Tomorrow, snow is likely in the afternoon, but it's going to be kind of that sloppy stuff, because it's going to be a high near 37. The winds are going to kick up a little bit later in the afternoon with 30-mile-an-hour gusts with a 80% chance of maybe a half an inch of snow or so. For tomorrow. And then in tomorrow night, it looks like rain, possibly mixed along with snow, and a little bit more rain as the overnight progresses, and maybe a chance of snow mix. They're not even sure. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be 30-mile-an-hour winds tomorrow night as well. And then for Monday, a chance of some rain warming up to 36. So all this snow that we've gotten dumped on in the last couple of weeks could be gone in no time. And joining me this morning, of course, Paul Addy, head coach of the girls basketball team. We talk about gone and being gone already, and it seems like it just started, like the basketball season just started, but unfortunately it's over.
It's amazing how fast the season goes once you get into those dog days, maybe in January, where things seem like it's never going to end, and then all of a sudden, just like that, it's done.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you got in, your season ended against Lakeville North, and of course Lakeville always seems to be a nemesis for Northfield, no matter what sport it is. It doesn't matter. You know, it's the hockey team got knocked out by North, and now the girls' basketball team got knocked out by North. But we were just talking, you know, you guys were just state runners-up in 2018. That wasn't even that's 5 years ago.
Yep, just 5 years ago, the team made a great run. The difference, at that point, we were in Class 3A, and ever since then, we've been moved up into Class 4A, so we got away from the Lakevilles for a while, and we just found out yesterday that we're going back to Class 3A starting next year, so our enrollment is down a little bit. Some other schools have gone up a little bit. We were the 64th team of 64, school size-wise, for the last two rotations, so that's really good news. We get to bump down a class, so play against teams that are closer in our size.
So let's match up Lakeville North in comparison when you talk about that. I mean, were they just that more, were they taller or faster? I mean, how would you match you guys up?
They're a very good team. They've got a really nice inside-outside presence. They've got one real good big, she's 6'3", and really well-built, strong, finishes around the basket. So yes, we had to be worried about her because that's a tough matchup for us. But then they rained down the threes. They shot 50% from the three-point line against us on the game. And it was really hard to figure out a way to stop both of their offensive attacks. And then defensively, they're so athletic, very physical, super aggressive. They came out as we expected them to, but we can't really replicate that in practice as best as we try. And our JV did a great job of doing everything they could to prepare us for that. When you got athletes with that kind of pressure, it just kind of sucks the air out of you right away. And we had a few turnovers early as we were trying to get adjusted to it, and they were able to get off to a big lead early. And then we just stayed, you know, they got up by 20 points fairly early on, and it stayed about 20 for most of the game, and they stretched out a little bit at the end to end up as, I think, the final score was 70-41. But yeah, they're really good. They're a legitimate number one team in the section, and I expect them to fare well in their semifinal today and see if they can come through the section as section champs. The other side of the bracket, we're hoping that Mayo will be able to beat Lakeville South today so that they have a chance to go up against Lakeville North and represent the Big Nine.
Kneecaps. That's how you defend them. You take out their kneecaps.
We should have brought you to practice the day before the game. You could have helped us out with that.
Kneecaps. Take out their kneecaps, and it's all good. Illegal, but it's good. my uncle always said, win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat. So, and I don't know if he lived by that or not, but that was his philosophy. He's a good athlete. He was an excellent athlete as well. You've got three seniors on the team, so that's kind of a positive looking into next year and dropping down a class to 3A.
Yeah, the outlook is bright for our program. It really is. Our JV had I can't remember the exact numbers, but they won close to 20 games. Our next level down, our C team, was also very successful this year with primarily eighth graders playing at that level. So the future is bright. We've got several underclassmen. As you said, we have the three seniors. Only two were able to play this year. So we played 8 to 9 player rotation, and that means we've got several very good players coming back. And yeah, we've got some big shoes to fill, as Izzy Baldwin, a senior, led the team in assists, and she was just our natural leader on the floor, kind of like having a coach on the floor. She just knew what needed to happen and made things happen for us. And then Ryan Eddy was our leading scorer, leading rebounder. She will certainly be missed. She was named or voted by the conference coaches to be a all-conference player.
It's nice.
First one we've had in a couple of years. So that's a great honor for her, but well-deserved because of what she did for us. So there are certainly shoes to fill, but I think we have the players that can do it.
Of course, there's no bias with Ryan Eddy. There's no bias there at all.
Well, she's a good kid overall. I really do like that kid.
I mean, she was the one of the tallest ones out there. So, and then you've got another gal that's coming in, Amber Mahal. She's just a ninth grader. I don't know how much playing time she got, but she's 5'11". So did she get a lot of playing time today?
Yep. Amber Mahal was in our main rotation. The other big we have is Kate Sand. She's also a 6-footer or so. And so those two are both freshmen. Going to be playing like juniors and seniors by next year in their sophomore year is our hope, that they'll really step up their game and have a good off season and come prepared to take our program to the next level. We had four freshmen this year. The other two that we could name would be Grace Mostad, who led us in scoring in that section game. She came off the bench and scored 17 points for us. And then Tatum Sawyer was a starter for much of the year this year as a ninth grader and just a solid all-around contributor, good rebounder, can score in the paint, just did a whole bunch of really good things for us. So we've got that really high-quality freshman class going to be sophomores, and then we also have some juniors that were in our rotation. Kat Organ stepped up late in the year and had a really nice season for us. Cora McBroom was a solid all-around contributor for us as a junior. So Ani Kwas is a fabulous athlete, and Amelia Rosenhammer is another junior that we look forward to big things from in their senior year. So we've got those four juniors to be seniors, and we've got the four freshmen that played a lot of varsity this year, plus there's others waiting in the wings that could step up and contribute for us as well.
So do they break it down? Do you have 7th and 8th grade teams, then a 9th grade, and then a JV? Or is it, I know when I went, we had 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, and then your juniors and seniors would kind of take care of varsity. The B squad was always like the sophomores. But obviously you look at this roster, that's out the window.
Right. Well, you're right. We do. We have so many young players that are up right now. So the three levels that we play at the high school in the Big Nine are varsity, JV, and C squad. C squads are generally made up of 8th and 9th graders. JV's, you know, anywhere from 8th to 9th to 10th to 11th. And then, of course, your varsity comprises of the best players that you've got.
Best of all.
In terms of the younger levels, our local association, our NBA, Northfield Basketball Association, they've got teams up through 7th grade. And then the 8th graders, the last few years, have just joined us and become our C team primarily and joined with some of the 9th graders that are still at that level of ability. And so that, like I said, the RC team had a great season under Daryl Sawyer, our coach, at that level, and his assistant, Angie Shook. So they did a great job there. And like I said, the future is bright.
Right.
We just got to get those players ready for the varsity level of competition. And we competed. You know, we didn't have a lot of wins this year. We had the big signature win at Red Wing, but we competed against the best teams for most of every game. It was usually just one or two little bad stretches that ended up dooming us to right. losses in those games. And so I do feel like we're right on the doorstep.
I mean, girls tend to mature ahead of boys. At least that's what the scientists tell me, and which is actually true. But you've got some of these players, these younger players that are 5'9", 5'10", 5'11". Do you think they're done, or what do you think? Is there more spurts, or do we got an opportunity for a 6'5", or what do you think?
I don't see any 6'5"s in our future, Jimmy. We would settle for a few 6-footers. If we can get a couple, that would be great. You talked about that state tournament team 5 years ago, and there were 4 6-footer plus girls, and they just kept rotating those four through. What a defensive presence that is to have those rim protectors, and then they could score offensively too. So yes, it would be great to get back to those days where we've got a few bigs that we could rotate through and make defensive stops and put the ball in the basket at the other end.
So, yeah, the last win was February 4th against Red Wing. You think about that. You had, what did you have, 8 games since February 4th. And you ended it up on the first. That's got to be, that was a lot of basketball going on there.
It was a busy stretch. We had 2 consecutive weeks with 3 games each. In fact, I think we played those 6 games over 11 days or something, and part of that was because of weather and makeups. Another part of it's just 26 games in the season is a lot to squeeze in.
Yeah, that does seem like a lot of games. I don't think I don't know if we even played when I played. I don't think we even got. We might have got to 20 games total by the end of it. But it's. I mean, if you just looked at the record alone, you'd go, oh, my God, 4-22. That's, whatever. But, again, yeah, you look at the roster. I mean, there's 8th graders, 9th graders, 10th graders. I mean, they're so young. So now what about all the C team you said was really good? So, you've got 8th and 9th graders here that probably could have been on the C team but were on the varsity. Now you got some really good players on the C team that are coming in to be 9th or 10th graders as well. So you got room for them.
Well, there's always room for them. The better your B is, the more they can push those varsity players, and the more competition there is, the better your varsity is going to be. So, yes, we certainly need every one of them to continue to stay in the program and keep getting better and playing. And, we go against the really good teams at our conference, Rochester Mayo being probably number one. And I think our JV won 1 out of 2, but our C team lost both of them. Our varsity lost both of them. So you look at those teams that are really good, we still have room to grow, and we need every athlete that we can possibly muster up to try and raise our program back up to the top half of the Big Nine.
So 3A versus 4A. You still get the Big Nine, so you still got to play Rochester's. You still got to play these other teams throughout the conference. But when the sections come around, how does that affect going from 4 to 3?
Well, so you get rid of Farmington, you get rid of Lakeville North, you get rid of Lakeville South, you get rid of the Rochester's, you get rid of Owatonna. Those are the teams that we've been in the section with for the last 4 years. And now you're talking about some other very good teams, Austin and Red Wing and Stuartville and Byron, Cass and Manorville. That's the most likely. We haven't gotten assigned which section we're in yet, but that's the section that when we have been in 3A, that's where we've been. So it's possible that we could get bumped up with some 3A schools from the north. But historically, we've gone to the south, Faribault, Albert Lea. These are teams that, now we're in the same size. When you're playing against Lakeville, you're playing against a team that, or a school population that's 2 to 3 times bigger than our school population, and that makes it tricky.
Right. Well, your roster. You look at Lakeville North's. They probably got a roster twice that size that you guys carry into a game. So, and that just gives more opportunity, right? You got better picking.
Yeah.
Better selection.
Yep. And their top 9 were 3 seniors, 3 juniors, 3 sophomores. They don't have any 9th graders in their varsity rotation. We've got 4. So a school their size, they're going to have more to choose from.
So what did we do on the off season? Now the season's over. I know a lot of these girls are probably going to participate in maybe some spring softball, some track maybe, some tennis. Who knows what they got going on. But what do you tell them as a coach during the off season? How do you tell them to, hey, why don't you just keep shooting baskets, get in shape? Tell them, are you able to coach them at all throughout the summer?
So we'll have individual meetings with each player next week. And basically they tell us, here's what I want to get better at. We give them some input if they have questions. Here's my plan to get better at that. And again, we can give some feedback and some input, but it's really on them. They need to put in the time, and we need to improve our skills overall for our whole program. And so they need to put in the time, getting the shots up, working on their moves, finishing at the basket, doing some ball handling stuff. A lot of our girls will play on AAU teams. So they're getting a lot of playing time that way, which is a good thing. In this, I can't really coach them once the season's over until June. There's a window from June to the end of July where we can work with our girls. And so we have what we call our breakfast club, where we have a couple mornings a week where we get all the girls together and we work on some system things and a lot of skill things. And then we go play in a Tuesday night league against other teams. So basically 3 days a week we do something. But you're right, you also mentioned softball and soccer and tennis. And yeah, we've got athletes that are in a lot of other things. We got great track athletes. So they need to balance that and still put in some time, hopefully, to improve their skills in basketball.
I know that my coach would always put on like a 1 week camp. And we would come, and it was basically that. It was drills. It was put on the glasses with the horse visors, or whatever you want to call them, where it blocked your eyes, and you had to get into, you take two basketballs, and you would just sit there and dribble and prevent you from looking down, so you couldn't. We did drills like that. We did defensive stance drills, where you're just going side to side, you're doing your defensive thing back and forth, up and down. It was 1 week of, it was like a boot camp. It was like torture.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a blast. But you know what? If you missed that, good luck playing next year. So it was, you had to be there. But it was a skill type of thing. It was working with your dribbling skills and your passing skills and stuff like that. I mean, it was a couple hours a day every single day, but it was literally, we played a little bit of it. Basically, when the coach left and it was all over, the gym was open, so we just all, started playing ball. That was, and then we just played street ball. I'm sure that, if somebody wants to, or somebody loves this game, whether they are in soccer or another sport or something like that, they're going to pick the ball up and just shoot it. When they're by themselves and they're practicing like that, do you tell them, like in your meetings and stuff, hey, make sure if you're out, just by yourself or practicing or playing with another, somebody else, or you get a little pickup game going there, make sure you're thinking about this, or make sure you're, work on these things.
Yeah, our challenge to our girls, we had our meeting yesterday to collect equipment and actually gave them a homework assignment, a worksheet. And one of the key questions on there that we'll talk about in their meetings when they return their sheet to us is, what's the one thing that you could work on? Just that one thing that would be your biggest return in terms of investing time. And what's that one thing, that one area of your game? Is it perimeter shooting? Is it finishing around the basket? Is it attacking off the dribble? Is it working on your defense? Or what is it that you think would bring the biggest return? And then we'll discuss that when we have our individual meetings with players next week and try and get everybody on the same page in terms of, we agree this is what you need to do that would really help our team be successful next year. And it's an area where you can take a big step and will make a big return for you and for us.
And if you had a guy like me who came into that meeting saying, what are you talking about? I'm perfect. I'm the best. I'm good. What do you mean what I need to work on? I'm good.
Yeah, I haven't experienced that a lot with high school girls. They tend to recognize that there are some areas that they can get better at and grow in.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just kidding, of course. Otherwise, I'd be playing in the NBA now, wouldn't I?
Well, you would, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So, it was a tough year, but I guess at the end of the day, like you said, if people come together as a team and they work together and they try, they strive and they stay in it and they give it everything they got it, it's a moral victory, if you will. But hope is high for next year, I think.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the future. I think it, like I've said several times here today, the future is bright, and we just need our players to step up, and we're looking forward to enjoying the ride with them.
Well, Paul Eddy, head coach of the girls' basketball team, joins us this morning. So thanks, Paul, for coming in. I really appreciate appreciate it. We've had a couple of conversations this year, and you know, we'll take a short break, but we'll come back next year. We'll start talking more about basketball, and hopefully, with being in 3A, you know, we'll see how it all pans out.
We're looking forward to it. Go Raiders!
All right, head coach of the Northfield Raiders girls basketball team. And we'll take a short break. When we come back, hopefully, we'll probably be talking to Doug Davis. They are heading up to the state swim meet. That's all going on this morning. You still have time if you want to go up there and take a look. You got to buy your tickets online ahead of time. More of that coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on KYMN.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. Another new addition coming to Dundas is called Tower Heights. We have six nice single-family lots in a great new neighborhood. For the more modest budget, we have wonderful designs for single-family homes starting in the upper 400s.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
This ball is crushed.
All Major League Baseball spring training camps are in full swing, and that means Northfield Youth Baseball registration is open. Enjoy watching your kids on a baseball field this summer. And for those interested in travel baseball leagues, register them now at northfieldyouthbaseball.com. Yes, we know there's still snow on the ground, but for kids ages 10 to 15 years old and interested in travel baseball, you must register before March 12th to get your child's name on the list for tryouts. Visit northfieldyouthbaseball.com and click on the travel registration link before March 12th for Northfield Youth Travel Baseball.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye and LASIK. Are you ready for LASIK? If so, we've got you covered. Experienced surgeons, the most advanced technology, and a kind and caring staff, all right here in your backyard. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic, Ritchie Eye and LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on this beautiful Saturday morning. A little overcast, guys, but for the most part, it's a glorious day. Why? Because the boys' swim team is going to state. Doug Davis joins us on the bus, on the road with Doug Davis. Hey, Doug, how are we doing?
Yeah, doing very well, Jamie. Good morning to you.
Hey, this is last night, I believe you guys advanced 9 swimmers?
We advanced 9 of the 12 swims that we had coming into the state meet into finals, with 5 of them qualifying for top 8 in the championship heat and 4 being in the consolation heat. And of the 4 in the consolation heat, those 4 swims are sitting like 9th and 10th. Like we just missed kind of making that next cut. So we're placed very high. And so, yeah, we're going to be busy today.
So explain to me what happened last night. Was that individual? Was that team? How does this all work with the state?
So this is an invite meet, and so, you know, the teams that come up, your team is represented by the number of individuals that qualified out of your section meet. So we have 10 boys that are coming with us that are swimming and that are legitimate alternates that covered the 12 events that we had. So that is our team. So we swam our 12 events. We had our 9 individual swims, and we had our 3 relays. And then those, and everybody else from the 60-some schools that might have athletes here, the 48 schools, whatever, they're all swimming to try to qualify for those top 16 spots to swim in finals today. So in finals today is when the points are awarded, when the medals are handed out, when the team championship will be decided. And so obviously if you get more of your kids qualified for the finals and you get more of them into the championship heat, that gives you a better chance at, from a team standpoint, making a team run, doing something, from that standpoint in today's finals.
So you get nine, right?
We have nine swims, yep.
Is that pretty good?
It's better than what we had last year. We were a little bit disappointed in a couple swims. We had a decent prelims. We were faster in a number of our swims than our feed times coming in. Some of us posted some lifetime bests, and some of us had some season bests. We were faster than some of our seat times, which is all we could hope for. Coming out of the Rochester pool up to here is a different, difficult road for Section 1 because the Rochester pool can almost be argued is either as fast or could be faster as far as from the facility standpoint than the University of Minnesota. And the University of Minnesota has an outstanding facility. And so when you qualify and you swim out of Rochester, you're almost coming out of like the primal conditions. And so to come up to the U and sometimes be faster or duplicate that is a tough road unless you've got athletes that are well undercuts, that are resting for this meet, are ready to give their big shave for this meet, and this is their big focus. We had a few boys that was the case, Jens Kasten, Will Radetzky, Peyton Truman, and Jens had a lifetime best swim, broke his breaststroke record, had a really nice swim in the 53, season best swim, qualified top eight. Will Radetzky swam really well in his two events, got qualified ninth in the 200 free, qualified eighth in the 500 championship heat. Peyton Truman had a best swim over his breaststroke from last week. He's sitting 11th just behind Jens. And so those guys swam well. But the state, this is a state meet, and the kids that get up here now are the elite of the elite, and it's a different mindset. So everybody was fast. This meet actually got way quicker than last year. And we swam well, but it was, boy, there's a lot of quick kids out there. So we're happy to have the numbers that we've got coming back. And, everybody that swam yesterday gets to swim in some capacity today, and we're going to see what kind of noise we can make.
We've talked about this week in and week out. Personal best, lifetime best, blah,
yep.
blah, blah. They did it again. They just keep doing it.
Yeah.
What do you, as a coach, what do you take away from this team this year? These guys, every time I talk to you, it's like, yep, we got 25 personal best, 25 more. It's like they just never give up.
And that word right there is, I think, a great way to describe them. They never give up. And then this year has been a great season from the standpoint of accomplishments and what we did from a dual meet record, how we performed in invites, individual successes. But we've also had to deal with some, uncontrollables over the last month and a half with the storms, the weather, the not being able to train, the disruptions to our schedule, the wrinkles that get thrown at you. And these boys have, I think, mentally prepared themselves enough for those things that they're able to overcome that and just continue to stay focused on what they're doing. They're a great group of guys that I genuinely believe, like each other as a team. Some of these guys are best friends. They commit to the same kind of idea about using swimming and diving as a way to become young men, but love swimming fast, working hard right now. And they're having a blast right now and enjoying it. And I think as long as you can keep that good perspective, these guys don't feel pressure to go out there and perform. They don't feel that kind of, that nagging feeling in the back of their head that if I don't swim fast, I'm not worthy, that they swim loose, they swim relaxed, and they swim for the love of it all. And that's, I think, where a lot of those fast swims come from.
How many of them participating today are seniors versus junior classmen?
One swimmer today, Jeff Sawyer, is going to be swimming in our former free relay. And that is our only senior. And we've got a couple juniors, Jens Kasten and Gabe Heinrich. Gabe is swimming on the sprint relay, and then Jens, obviously, he's in his four events. We've got another junior in Alvin Lowe that's coming up here as a legitimate alternate. He could be used on a medley or a foreign free relay if we had somebody that got sick or got injured. So from the standpoint of actual splashing today, kids that were graduating, just Jeb Sawyer in the one swim on the foreign free relay. So hopefully everybody that we've got here, all things considered, look down the road, we're returning basically the entire team next year.
Wow, that is amazing. Wow. Let's see how many. Yeah. We'll have to look forward to next year to see if they could keep up this personal best improvement. I don't know how you repeat that, but we'll see, I guess, right?
Right. Well, that's the hope. Swimming and diving is different than many other sports because it is driven by the clock, at least swimming is. Diving does have the scores. It's a little bit more subjective. But these boys, they can see how they stand. You know, they can train and practice against the clock. They know how fast they're swimming. You know, they can, you know, in pools when they're swimming, the clock really doesn't lie. They can go out there, they swim fast, and they can get motivated by that. And it's you know, they love having this competition, and they have some great rivalries and some friendships with other kids from other teams, and they've got some fantastic rivalries that they've got. But in the end, when they hit the water, it's them versus the clock in their own lane, and it's a healthy kind of competitive environment. And I think it does bring out the best in these guys.
Well, the state meet, the final starts at noon today. You're on the bus on the way right now. What's the vibe? What are they doing? They got all their headsets plugged in or listening to music? Everyone's chill? Or is, what are they, what's going on?
Yeah, I bought them some bagels and a few muffins for just kind of a nice little snack to top off their breakfast. They need them, so they've been just kind of snacking a little bit. The conversation appears to be light. They're kind of smiling and joking around. And so I think all things, you know, consider it looks like the right kind of frame of mind, the right attitude on this bus.
Again, it starts at noon. Where are they swimming at? What's the arena?
Gene K. Freeman, University of Minnesota Aquatic Center.
Okay.
So at the pool on the University of Minnesota.
So anybody who wants to participate, are they able to come and watch this meet?
They would have to purchase tickets ahead of time on hometown here. I think they can find that on the Minnesota State High School League website because they have their tournament archives there for all the sports tournaments going on right now. When I went in yesterday to see if I could get a ticket for one of our assistants that I couldn't get on a roster, there still appeared to be some tickets available for finals, and so if people were still interested, they could go on there and they could grab them if they want to come on up and watch it.
Well, sounds like fun. I'll let you get back to your business, whatever that is, on a bus on the way to the state finals. So congratulations on an awesome season, and we'll have to get you in studio next week and we can recap it all right here.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes, thank you. Good luck to you and the entire team. That, of course, is head coach for the Northfield Raiders Gators swim and dive team, and they're on their way to state. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1. The one.
You've had a good run, and now after 35 years, it's time to turn over the keys. You built your business from nothing but a dream and hard work, and look at it now. It wasn't always easy, but it was rewarding, and you have the team at Merchants Bank to advise you along the way. Their help with business loans and strategy planning through the years was invaluable, and even now, here at the end, with a succession plan to help turn it over to the next generation. It's good to know that they'll have the same trusted partner to turn to like you did. Thanks, Merchants Bank.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
The Graphic Mailbox is in the River Park Mall. With all of your mailing and printing needs, we can pack it up, ship it out, and get it down the road. Fabricate a sign or a banner. We work hard to know our products. We can find the books for you and set you up with everything you need. The Graphic Mailbox is in the River Park Mall, offering solutions for you.
And good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. I'm hoping to get head coach of the Northfield Raiders hockey team. I think Mike Luckcraft is on the phone. Mike, you there?
I am there.
There he is. Hey, what's been going on? A lot of stuff going on this morning. First of all, congratulations, sir, and congratulations to this hockey team. What a nice victory against New Prague on Wednesday. It was Wednesday night. So you got another game coming up on Wednesday night. But congratulations, section final champions, and just a nice overall game, I think, overall on Wednesday night.
It was fun. You know, I feel like we were kind of aligned with them from last year. And, you know, certainly the team was focused on what they thought they needed to do to be prepared for that game. And, you know, we were thrilled with the outcome and being able to advance on to the state tournament, especially the hockey state tournament is such an amazing event, you know, nationally recognized as one of the premier high school tournaments in the country. And so I'm thrilled for our guys and thrilled for our parents, our fans, and all supporters of Northfield hockey.
Well, you started out the game with four. I mean, just you lit them up in that first period. It looked like they were not going to – your team was not going to let it happen like it did a year before that. They were not going to let New Prague into this game. It was amazing that first period.
Honestly, it really was. You know, I mean, there were a lot of scenarios that played through my mind. That probably wasn't one of them. But, you know, the kids were very laser-focused, you know, the last half of the year, and then going into the playoffs, they had a mission. You know, they were they knew what they needed to do, and came into that game, you know, so focused on what they needed to do to get out to a great start. Nobody could imagine it was going to be what it was, but it was a great way to kick off, and I think it just made the celebration at the end super enjoyable. And you get a lead, you can kind of play a little different style. So it was great. A lot of fun.
So it looks like Orono took out Delano last night. So that looks like that's who you draw. Is that right?
We did draw Orono. So, yep. Played them earlier this year at their place. They're a highly skilled team. They play hard. That'll be a great matchup. And we'll absolutely have to play our best game of the year next Wednesday night.
I didn't pull it. What was the score of that first endeavor? You remember?
3-1. Yep, they beat us 3-1.
Okay. So we've seen Keaton Wallach improve throughout the year. And the last several games, he really stayed. He's right on top. Again, not only just throughout the end of the year there, but again, against New Prague. I mean, he was there last year too. And it just looked like almost it was like, you know what, guys, get on my back here. I'm going to take care of this business tonight. So he's really improved. I've seen him. I mean, he's come up to, I think he's up to 925 save ratio. So really impressive in the nets for that young man.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's definitely one that was laser focused on what maybe happened last year. And he's such a great kid. He's such a team leader. He's lead by example. He's the hardest working guy on and off the ice. And like the team, you know, he was on a mission to have a successful senior year. There's a player that wants to play beyond high school. And, you know, goaltending is such an important part, maybe the most important part of sports, right? You know, they can be so impactful on a game. So when you have an elite goalie and he's playing at his highest level, it's demoralizing for other teams when, you know, you have opportunities and you can't get pucks by them. And it's not just goaltending. It's great team defense. It's great overall defense, but certainly it starts with great goaltending. And Keaton is a leader, and he's been that way for the past 2.5 seasons. And it just seems like a fitting way for his high school career to kind of come to the end of it, not his hockey career, but his high school career in the XL Energy Center at the state tournament.
Unfortunately, you lost one of your young skaters, Winter. Is he going to make it back on, or is he done for the season?
Yeah, tore his ACL, his MCL, and part of his meniscus. So a pretty brutal injury for a great kid. Andrew, you know, was a first-line left wing for us and on one of our top power play units, and just a super energetic player in the locker room. And I give him a ton of credit. He's since the injury, which happened last Sunday before the section final, just a fluky thing. You know, he was skating and you know, went to turn and his foot got caught. And, you know, those things are crazy how it happened, totally non-contact and totally with no, you know, away from everybody else. But he's been at the rink every single day. He was the leader in that locker room on Wednesday before that playoff game, getting the guys pumped up. He actually, you know, wrote down a little pregame speech, which he delivered to the boys. And, you know, we coaches were standing outside the locker room. You could hear this gigantic roar. So Andrew's there in spirit for sure. And I know the guys, you know, are hurting for him because this is one of those things that you just, you know, it's a memorable athletic moment in your life. And so I know how bad he wants to be there. And we may find a way for him to skate out and at least, you know, get introduced that first night, but he won't be able to play.
Right. Yeah, no, I saw him at the end of the game there, and he had that knee brace on there, and he was trying to make the best of it. I know he was happy. That was for sure. So it looks like, okay, so you got Orno Wednesday night, 8 p.m., XL Energy. It's going to be a late night on Wednesday night. I might have to call in sick on Thursday. hopefully, you guys will get a win. We'll see how that goes. War Road, Hermantown, Matamidi, Orono, Alexandria, Laverne, and Cathedral. Is that St. Cloud Cathedral?
Correct.
Okay, and then, of course, Northfield rounding that out. That's your Section 1A finals for the state tournament. So this morning, I think you had a little meeting. I know you got another meeting coming up here with 45. And so, but anyhow, with regards to that, you had a little meeting, I'm guessing, with maybe the state directors, or who were you talking to this morning that was talking about the state tournament?
Yeah, they do a pre-tournament seeding meeting, similar to the section seeds, where you vote on your rankings for each of the teams other than yourself. Those rankings are then accumulated, and then they present some details about the event, which, you know, it's good to get everybody. It's the athletic directors and the head coaches. You know, they talk through logistics of the tournament, arrival times, some expectations from the tournament, how your fans, your parents, supporters of your team can, you know, have the greatest experience at the tournament, and then the players, you know, about what to expect for the players. So it's a valuable meeting. It definitely is important to kind of get all those details. It talks through a little bit of the seedings and the matchups and how those things will go down. So it's great. Yeah, we're so through that. Now on to a few housekeeping type details for Bubba Sullivan and myself, and then back at it and hockey Wednesday night.
So it's been a while since they've been in the state tournament and whatnot, but how do you prepare for the state tournament? Same old, try to keep them in the same mindset. Hey, guys, don't get too excited. Don't get the adrenaline going too. But, I mean, it's got to be exciting, but how are you now from, you know, today going through to Tuesday night, you know, for practices, different things like that? Are you coaching them up differently? I know that you're an experienced guy. You played for the Gophers for a while and stuff like that. So where are you at as a coach when it comes to an event like this?
Yeah, great question, because it's definitely a unique experience. I think one of the really important pieces that happened during the last few weeks of the season, especially pre the section final, where some of the players from that 2017 team reached out by email or by text with some really great messaging about their experience at the tournament, what that meant to them, and, you know, gave a little insight to what these players can expect. One of the things from last Wednesday night that was so evident, and I, you know, when I'm at those games, my vision, it's, you know, I have total tunnel vision. So, I mean, I can hear the crowd. I guess I can see a little bit of it, but I'm paying so much attention to what's happening on the ice and focusing on, you know, the body language of our team and kind of what's going on in the game that I lose sight of maybe what the crowd is like. That's not the same for players, right? So you feel that rush of energy when you come on the ice and there's 2,000 people in the stands, you know, kind of screaming and student sections banging on the glass. That gets pretty well amplified at the state tournament, because it's now you're in a locker room where professional teams are. You're on the ice where the Wild play and other, you know, professional hockey teams played. The lighting is very different at the XL Energy Center. It's very bright. It's such a huge stadium. It's almost like just coming out into an environment that you can't be accustomed to. So we'll verbally try to get adapted to that. And then when we get to the game, you know, when we get assigned our locker room, we'll have the players come out and at least feel the environment, because it's unique. And so you kind of have to be mentally prepared for it so that you can, A, enjoy it, because that's the biggest piece, is now we've realized this dream and we're going to go enjoy it, but B, completely be ready to play at your peak performance.
Well, considering the fact that they play over here at the Pepsi Center, the Northfield Ice Arena, and walking into XL Energy, yeah, that you can. That's like walking into the Roman cathedrals or the Roman, gladiators and arenas. I mean, the XL is massive. It is crazy in there. And, coming from an arena that they're used to playing in day-to-day, that in itself is going to be overwhelming. Are you going to try to get them there early enough where you kind of get them there and maybe they can walk around in the afternoon a little bit and maybe come out to the arena to kind of feel that size?
Well, it's funny because all of the games, based on the time you play, have a very different element. In 2017, we played that 1 o'clock game, which is, kind of my favorite game because, you get up, you kind of have breakfast, and by the time you get down there, things happen pretty quickly. The 8 p.m. game is a little bit of sitting around all day. You find out the results of all the other games before you ever, step on the ice. And so it'll feel a little bit more like a normal game. The boys will go to school, I think, fairly normally on Wednesday. There'll be some type of escort out of town type thing. But then, we'll get down. We'll check into the hotel. We'll try to get a little bit of a normal pregame routine. But there's nothing normal about this tournament, right?
Right.
That's why it's so special. I have talked to Kurt Giles, who's Edina's coach. They've been to this tournament 30 times, and every year it's a completely new experience for a completely new set of players. And so that's why it's so exciting. It's just going to be an amazing overall experience. So no doubt there'll be some nerves. There'll be, some adapting to it. That first period will be important, coming out and making sure that we play a certain way. So we'll talk about that with the guys. And then, we've had a great second half of the year. We're just going to go play. I mean, there'll be no Newt Rockne speeches. It's just, we're just going to go down there and we're just going to play hard.
Well, excellent season, to say the least. And congratulations again to you and the players, and best of luck. It's an 8 o'clock game. Let's see if we can get the city of Northfield. Let's get some people on the buses or get a convoy going, do something. Let's head all up to the XL Energy Center and support your Northfield hockey team. Coach, thank you so much. I know you got other stuff to do. You got plenty of things to be happening in the next few days. So thanks for joining me this morning, and good luck as always.
Thank you. I appreciate the support as always, and go Raiders.
All right, head coach Mike Lovecraft with the Northfield Raiders hockey team. They're on their way to the state tournament on Wednesday night. XL Energy, 8 o'clock. You can hear that game here. If you can't make it up there, we will be broadcasting that live right here on KYMN Radio 95.1. The One. Stick around. We still got more to come. Believe it or not, I'm going to try to get Matt Christensen, the head coach of the basketball team, on this morning. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on 95.1. The One.
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
Check. Hey, Matt, can you hear me? Awesome. Okay, So we got a couple of commercials, and then you'll hear the Rouser, and then we're coming to you. Thank you, sir.
The call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 The One. We're just a few minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We've got some overcast skies. Looks like it's going to kind of remain that way throughout the rest of today. Chance of some flurries this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, warming up to 34. Tonight, some patchy fog, maybe a little bit of precipitation cooling off to 17. Tomorrow, snow likely. High of 37, and then Sunday night, cooling off to only around 32 with a chance of rain and or snow. And then Monday, a chance of rain mixing with snow, 15 to 20, maybe 30-mile-an-hour gusts, a high of 36 for Monday. You're looking at 32 and overcast skies here in the Northfield area. And joining me for this morning, we were able to capture the head coach of the boys basketball team, Matt Christensen. Matt, 15-11 on the season. And so you got to feel good about that. You got over 500 and you played some outstanding basketball. You had a couple of losses here towards the end of the season. And you dropped one there to Rochester John Marshall last night, I believe. So, Where are we at from here? I just want to get you on the phone and just see where we're going and who do we know who we're playing going forward?
Yeah, so we got the section seed this morning, and we go play up at Farmington on Tuesday, so which is kind of what we anticipated. We knew this last game at JM likely wouldn't impact many things from a section standpoint. So, as expected.
So we talked couple of weeks ago, and we were on the air and different things like that. We're just trying to figure, kind of just get everything figured out with the team. You're first year with the head coach there, and your players are have really bought into how your philosophy is and things like that. And so, how are we at the when you grade the year as an overall? How do you look at how the year has gone for you and the team?
Yeah, I give it a B plus, in that range. I think for the guys to adjust having a coach coming in, and a new system, and I think they responded really, really well from that standpoint. And it just takes a little bit to kind of catch up on the system and what we're doing. So, but they're doing a good job. We called it the mojo, right? The motivation's really high right now, and the guys are really hungry. And so we're really looking forward to Tuesday. I know that.
So are you, you just played last night. Are you going to do a walkthrough today or anything? Or are you just going to give them a break and then hit it again on Monday and just kind of do a walkthrough on that? Or?
Yeah, so we'll do a walkthrough today for practice. We'll have a scout team and prep, what Farmington's going to do and get ready for our game plan. And then Monday we'll fine-tune it, and Tuesday we're ready to rock and roll.
Is that, should be what, probably about a 7 o'clock game or something like that?
Yeah, 7 o'clock game is what it looks like. I just saw the bracket on it, so it said 7 o'clock on there. But Farmington's a really good team. They're really well coached. And that's pretty much the whole section.
Right.
It's you got 7 of the 8 teams have a winning record, and we're 15-11, and we're the 7 seed. So that kind of tells you how strong the section is, and, it's – besides Lakeville North kind of being clearly at the top, it's a battle for everybody.
I was going to say Farmington lost to Lakeville North back in December by 20 points. So Lakeville North seems to be pretty much the stronghold in that section.
Yep, they're definitely the team to beat. And, the remaining teams, they're all anybody can win at any given night. And that's what we're looking forward to. And like I said, the motivation's really high. The guys are really hungry. I know we've come off a couple losses here, but I felt a lot better about our, you know, our confidence and our talk and our energy last game. And we just wanted to make sure we were prepared for Tuesday.
All right. Well, I just wanted to, like I said, I know you wound up the season last night. Just wanted to get you on here and let people know that, you know, we still got another game left. We're not done yet.
Yeah, that's the second part of the season here, so we're ready to rock and roll.
Sounds like a plan. Matt Christensen, head coach of the boys' basketball teams. Thanks for joining me this year, and good luck to you guys on Tuesday night. And what the heck, let's get a victory, shall we?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Okay, thanks, coach. Good luck.
Yep, thank you.
Matt Christensen, head coach of the boys' basketball team. So Tuesday night, you can catch all the action. I believe we're going to be broadcasting that one here as well, and maybe even streaming on northfieldlive.com. If you'd like to find out, go to northfieldlive.com. You can click on that and check the schedule and see what we've got coming up here in the next few days. So a special thank you to everybody this morning. Doug Davis, the boys swim and dive, they're on their way to Minneapolis. They'll be jumping in the pool at noon for the state finals. Paul Eddy, girls basketball head coach, was on this morning. Mike Lucraft was on, the head coach for the boys hockey team, who is going to state on Wednesday night, which again, 8 o'clock broadcast, will be here live on KYMN. Tune in on Wednesday night. And then, of course, Matt Christensen, head coach of the boys basketball team, joining us this morning as well. Not to mention, we do have some other things to slightly talk about. Looks like we have got some wrestlers. So we got some wrestlers heading up as well. So that's kind of a nice deal. So we got the boys wrestling. They're sending 5 people to the state, and they're going to compete this weekend. So congratulations to Owen Murphy, Keith Harner, Ryan Kuiper, Ella Pegel, and Kaylee Graber, all participating this morning at the wrestling state tournament as well. So lots of good things happening here in the Northfield Raiders territory. So we want to thank you again for joining us. That, of course, is a wrap. It's a Raider wrap. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. We'll see you next week. Tune in again, like I said, Tuesday night. We've got boys basketball section tournament and then state tournament title coming up on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. So dial it in, 95.1 to 1, KYMN and AM 1080. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Enjoy it. Overcast skies and a high of 34. We're at 32. Enjoy it. See you later. Yabba dabba doo.
Real radio, true variety, 95.1, the one.